got your Bible, Revelation, the 3rd chapter and the 7th verse, I'm going to do my best to preach to you what the Lord has laid upon my heart. Amen. I hope you got a hunger in your spirit to hear the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. Also, remember all the victims of the hurricane, that God would help restore and bless them. Amen. Revelation 3 and 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. He said, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. Everybody say an open door. And no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Praise God. You've got a little bit of strength. You've kept the word, and you've not denied his name. Amen. I want to preach for a little while from this title, God's Door. Amen. Everybody say, God's Door. Set your Bibles down, lift your hands to the Lord. Come on, all across this house, why don't we pray together in Jesus' name? Hallelujah. We love you, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Come on, prayer warriors, lift up your voice. Hallelujah. Come on, Holy Ghost, do a work in this house. Come on, pray until anointing falls upon you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, if it's appropriate, join up with somebody next to you. Hallelujah. We need the Holy Ghost to help us today. Hallelujah. We need the Holy Ghost to work for us today. Oh, we need to be changed. We need God's help today. We need God's strength today. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Come on now, in a way of worship, put your hands together for Jesus. Oh, he said, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Come on, while you're clapping, open your mouth. Oh, not a defeated sound, but a victorious sound. A sound that says we're going over, we're not going under. A sound that says we're above and not beneath. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for victory in the house. Everybody shout victory. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you for standing. I want to preach about God's door. Say it again with me. God's door. Amen. The book of Revelation has these messages to the 7 churches of Asia. And these were real churches, real people, real problems, real pastors. Matter of fact, when the Bible would say the angel of the church, it just means the messenger, which would mean the pastor of the church. Amen. And so these were real people, but at the same time, they were also messages, not just to those few people in those churches, but these are messages to everybody, everywhere. Amen. Don't ever open up your Bible and say, well, he was talking to them or talking to that group, and that doesn't pertain to me. Let me tell you what the Bible said. It said that all Scripture was given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine. It is profitable for reproof and rebuke and correction. Amen. Sometimes we need a pat on the back, and sometimes we need our toes to get stomped. Amen. I say whatever it takes for me to make it to heaven, that's what I want. If you got to ruffle my feathers up a little bit, amen, make me a little uncomfortable. Preacher, do what you got to do. Just make sure I'm not lost. Come on, I don't want somebody to tickle my ears and tell me what my flesh wants to hear. I want somebody to tell me what my flesh don't want to hear. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord together. Jesus, I want you to help this church today, God. I want you to strengthen this church today, God. Oh, I want you to take us to a new level, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Amen. You can't just say, well, that was to the church of Laodicea or Thyatira or whoever it was. The Bible said, if you got an ear, you need to hear what the Spirit's saying to all the churches. Well, I don't care if it's in Corinthians or Thessalonians. It's for me. It's for you. It's for everybody that wants to make heaven their home. If you got an ear, come on, do you still have an ear to hear what thus saith the word of the Lord? Amen. The beautiful thing about Scripture is that if a situation begins to speak to you and deal with you, you know, this is for me. Amen. Whether he was talking to King David or talking to Gideon or talking to Moses or talking to Korah or anybody else. Amen. When you're reading the Word of God and you're studying the Word of God, you need to say, this may not be where I'm living today, but I'm going to learn from this. I'm going to learn from this. Amen. When Nathan sticks his finger in the face of David and says, you are the man, we need to learn from what David did. And he didn't bow up on Nathan. He didn't bow up on the preacher. I hope somebody's going to help me today. Amen. We need to learn from the Word of God. Amen. If it gets you, just say, yes, sir, I am the man. But I'm going to do better the next time. If God will help me. Come on, it's already been preached to you. How could you hear it without a preacher? Amen. This is why you can't be your own pastor. This is why you can't stay home. Well, I just stay home and I got my own Bible and I study my own self. Well, that's good and wonderful and you ought to study at home. But you can't be your own pastor. I'm not my own pastor. The reason is you'll never preach the message to yourself that needs to be preached. You'll preach the one you ain't got no problem with. But when it comes down to where you're living, you need somebody that'll preach it to you. Hallelujah. Thank God for his word. Amen. We need to hear. If it's good, we need to hear if it's bad. We need to hear correction, and we need to hear about the blessings of God. Amen. We don't need a Joel Osteen message that lies to people and tries to tell them they're living in sin, but it's okay. It's not okay to live in sin. You still got to come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean. Come on, we got a message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the word of God. Amen. It's all for us. Hallelujah. Some people told me before, well, that's Old Testament. Well, let me tell you about the Old Testament. That's the only Bible the apostles had. On the day of Pentecost, there wasn't a New Testament. When Paul's starting churches, there's not a New Testament. It's Old Testament. I can preach salvation from the Old Testament. I can preach holiness from the Old Testament. I preach salvation from the New Testament. I can preach holiness. I preach given from the old, given from the new. Separation from the old, separation from the new. I'm telling you, it's for all of us. Every last bit of it. Amen. Don't. Hallelujah. This is what the Bible said in Galatians 3 and 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Amen. If it's a blessing in this Bible and you're doing what it takes to be blessed, that scripture's for you. If it's a promise and you're living the life you need to be living, the promise is for you. Amen. But we need to be big enough, boys and girls, to realize when you're reading a curse and you're reading a judgment in the Word of God, if you're living your life like they were living their life, the same curse will come upon you. Amen. Well, I'm under grace. No, you're under the Bible is what you're under. Amen. And God is looking down on the hearts of men. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise Jesus right now. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. God is no respecter of persons. Amen. He's not going to treat Moses different than he treats you. Moses, when you're right, you're going to be blessed. And when you make a mistake, you're going to get corrected. Korah, when you're living right, you're going to be blessed. And when you're living wrong, the earth is going to open up and you're going to wonder what got a hold of you. Praise God. Kind of quiet in the house. Is it okay? Is my amen cornering somewhere else today? Amen. God doesn't care what your last name is. He doesn't care what color your skin is, what language you speak. God cares about your life. God cares about your decision making. God cares about how you treat people. God cares about your attitude. God cares about your church attendance. God cares what you look like. God cares whether you got fig leaves on or coats of skin on. God cares. God cares what you listen to on your radio. God cares what you said in front of your eyes. God cares. God looks. God's watching. God cares about your morals. God cares about what you're doing when nobody else is around. Well, I feel like preaching right now. Amen. You can't hide anything from God. His eyes, the Bible said, go to and fro across the whole earth. He's looking and he's watching. Hallelujah. Praise God. Help us, Jesus, today. Amen. God cares. God looks, and God evaluates, and God opens doors based upon what he sees. He opens doors based upon what he hears coming out of your mouth. Amen. God's door is a door of opportunity. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, you can't live right and not God take notice. Amen. You can't live right and God somehow forget about you and overlook you. Well, I got to put it in Granny Lowe. We're going to go. Amen. I got a word from God's paying attention. And if you think daily prayer, God's not hearing your prayer, you're all mixed up, my friend. I want to tell you, God's watching and he's going to open doors because of what he sees in your life. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, I've come to help somebody in this house. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, God's door is a door that no one else can open for you. I believe in voting, and I always vote against people who love babies and don't kill babies. Amen, but the one you're voting for can't save your life. And the one you're voting for can't open a door for you. Amen. He can't give you happiness. He can't put your marriage back together. Come on, church. Hallelujah, God. God's going to help somebody before we leave this house. Hallelujah. When God opens a door, it's for you. Come on. When God opens a door for you, nobody else can go in your door. If you wonder why churches try to eat up one another, destroy one another, and gossip one another to death, it's because they believe they can get in somebody else's door. He said, I set before thee an open door. People are always worried. Well, I'm afraid somebody's going to get to sing my verse that I always sing. Amen. It ain't your verse anyway. Unless you wrote the song. And then you can sing it all then, I guess. I'm afraid they're going to get to preach. I'm afraid they're going to get to do this. I'm afraid. And I'm trying to position myself to make sure I'm in a place to get to do whatever. Let me tell you, when God sets the door, he sets it in front of you for you. Amen. I'm tired of people worrying about what this one's doing or that one's doing. I'm afraid they're getting to do more than I don't worry about anybody. Amen. You just say, when God's ready. Come on, somebody. When God's ready, he'll set a door in front of me. And I'll walk. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, I put in front of you an open door. This is where you need to get a real good understanding of who God is. The fact that God controls it all. God's got his hand on the valve. He can open it up wide open, or he can shut it down. Amen. He can open a door wide open, or he can shut it down. Amen. When you realize man's not controlling this door, God's controlling this door. When you realize man's not controlling your blessing, God's controlling your blessing. Well, I'm worried about the economy. This is what my pastor always told me. He said, we're not connected to this world's economy. God can bless you when the stock market's down, when housing is down. I'm telling you, when God sets something before you, there's not a man that can shut it. Matter of fact, if a door has ever been shut in your life, it wasn't God's door. It was man's door. He said, I open it, and no one can shut it. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, help me pray right now. Come on, the enemy don't want you to hear this message. I rebuke every distraction from the enemy. In the name, come on, join up with somebody right now. Help me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. God, I want your word to break every spirit from hell. Ooh, haraba. Yea, Lord. Come on, prayer warriors, help me right now. Come on, we're at a very critical juncture. Hallelujah. Come on, Baba, you're either going to walk through it or it's going to be shut. Amen. God's not always going to strive with man. Haraba. Ooh, ma. Hallelujah, no double hotada. Yella baba baso. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We've got to be very prayerful. Everybody say prayerful. About our lives and our walk with God in the doors that we walk through and the other doors that we do not walk through. Amen. A carnal mind is enmity against God, meaning a carnal mind, a mind that ain't been praying, is an enemy to what God wants to do in your life. Amen. If you're not praying every day and you're not walking in the Spirit, let me tell you, you're going to get mixed up when doors get open in your life. Amen. Can I preach a little while? Amen. God is not the only one that sets doors in front of people. Amen. God's not the only one allowed to set doors in front of people. Amen. But as I walked back and forth praying in this sanctuary yesterday, the Lord began to deal with me. Amen. The enemy likes to set doors in front of people too. And if you ain't got enough prayer life and enough spiritual discernment, you'll think that a door that the enemy has opened is a door that God's opened. Boy, I feel like preaching right now. If there ever was a time you need to get in the Word of God and get you a prayer life where you know the difference between a door that God opened and a door that the devil opened. It's right now. Amen. Why is this so important? Amen. Because people get confused every day. Amen. I've people tell me, this has got to be God. Amen. Listen to all this stuff that's happened. It was a random person that just showed up. And it was a random deal. And this and the, and all, this has got to be God. Let me tell you, if you know it's God, if it lines up with that word of God, you know it's God. Amen. And if it don't, you know it ain't. Amen. Let me tell you about the doors that God opened. When God opens a door, it always gets you closer to God. When the enemy opens a door, it takes you further from God. I had people tell me, boy, I've been blessed. Amen. I'm getting a $3 an hour raise. Of course, I won't be able to be there on Sunday mornings or Sunday nights, but I will, once a month, I'll get to show up. Boy, God really didn't. Amen. God don't want you to have a $3 an hour raise and go to hell. Come on, church. Amen. It's time for us to get some discernment in our spirits and understand that every opportunity that opens up is not God. This must be God because, you know, this girl that... Well, she just randomly messaged... And so, and I just prayed that God, if it's your will, let somebody be in my inbox in 5 minutes. I know she looks like a Jezebel pastor, and I know, blah, blah, blah. But I had prayed about it. God help us. There's so many people have ruined their lives by walking through doors, amen, that they thought was God, and it was not God. If there ever was a time, you need to learn how to slow down in your life. Quit rushing into things. Well, if God don't give me a husband or wife by this time, tell you better, you'd be way better off to live like Apostle Paul than to be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever that would drag you off into a red hot hell. I'm telling you, every door that opens is not God. God's got doors for people that do right. God's got doors for people that are praying. God's got doors for people that get along with other people. Amen, but you'll know, you should know, that it's God. God, I'm hung up. I can't go forward. I can't go backward. Amen, you got to learn the difference. Amen, people chasing money. Not even a thought about God's last. Amen, well, I'll listen to church online. Amen. The Bible said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And God will add all these things unto. Don't you know God has, he knows exactly what you have need of. Don't you know God's already gone before the righteous. Amen. And he's preparing a way and making, you don't have to go down bad places. You don't have to go down dark alleys. You don't have to have moments in your life where you get immoral trying to get what you want, try to open doors. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord together. In the name of Jesus, come on, help me pray. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There's doors that I would call trap doors. Amen. These are doors that are set in front of people. Amen. To try to get you to make decisions that'll mess up your life. What I call put a tattoo on you. Where everybody that sees you will know what you've done. And where you've been. I rebuke that. Amen. I don't think that has to be the testimony of our young people. There's a lot of people in this room made a lot of dumb mistakes, and I'm thankful you got back up. Amen. That tells me a lot about the character of a man when he makes a mistake. What he does, the righteous or the just, the Bible said, when he falls, he will get back up. Amen. But I believe we can have a bunch of young people that don't ever have to fall. I don't believe they ever have to be exposed to the filth and the perversion on the internet. I believe they can keep pure minds. I believe they can keep pure hearts. But somebody's got to be praying. Mama's got to be praying. Daddy's got to be praying. You got to get involved in their life. Your home has to be a place of sweet anointing. It's got to be a place of peace and joy. Amen. Mom and dad can't be screaming at each other and fighting and acting like crazy. I rebuke that. That's so far from God. Amen. That there would be chaos in a home. You know what that leads to? It leads to children looking elsewhere. Oh, I feel Jesus in this house. Amen. A Holy Ghost home ought to be a house of peace and joy. It ought to be a place where there's a fear of God. I want to tell you something, Mom and Daddy. If you're praying and you're living the life and you've anointed your house with prayer, I tell you, if they take out their phone to look at something they shouldn't, the fear of God will get a hold of them. They'll hear something in the wall shaking up. Amen. But if it's a house of chaos and people looking at things they shouldn't look at on the internet, what you're doing, you're attracting spirits into your house. And then your children are going to have to deal with the spirits. Amen. It's time for mom and daddies to start going through the right doors. Amen. Amen. Young children who don't even know how to defend themselves from unclean spirits are being subjected to things because mom and daddy has allowed things in their house. Amen. If you allow Hollywood in your home, you're just about sending your children to hell. Amen. Hey, if you don't believe me, amen, you ought to do a survey of churches who quit preaching against Hollywood and quit preaching against the evils of the entertainment industry. You look at those churches, and every time when the children get 18, they backslide and they're gone. Not so in the house of prayer. Not so in the house of prayer. Amen. Not only am I going to preach against the world, but I'm going to preach, young people, you need to pray. Young people, you need to get a walk with God. You need to get a relationship with God. Hallelujah. We don't want to lose young people. I said, we don't want to lose young people. Do you think it would be a better church if we give people more options? Well, it's okay. Get you a big old satellite dish, and you know, if it starts to be a bad scene, make sure you turn it off. Let me tell you what my Bible said. I'm hung up right now. But my Bible said, whatever you bring into your tent, you're going to be just like it. And if you want a bunch of Taylor Swifts in your house, go ahead and let her in. But for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Hey, it ain't just that. Amen. You wonder why men want to look like women now. Amen. They want a man bun. And they want to talk feminine. And they want to walk feminine. Amen. What happened? You allowed it in your house. You allowed them to program you. And when they program your children, they become dysfunctional. Amen. I'm going to preach. A man ought to be a man. And a woman ought to be a woman. And there's no in between. Come on, church. Come on, that's a door we ain't going to walk through. Amen, we're not going to walk through that. He told up, oh, come on, praise him. Somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. And they say we're dysfunctional. They say we're the ones that are weird. I want to tell you, God established what humanity is. God established the covenant of marriage. And it was between one man and one woman. I don't care if they vote laws to make it legal. It ain't right. Amen. If you're hang on a second. Amen. If you go by what laws say to think you're righteous or unrighteous, you're going to be lost, my friend. Their vote never will. Well, I'm not breaking any laws. Just over here rolling a few joints on the weekends because my ankle hurts. But I'm, you know, it's illegal in Arkansas. As long as you don't buy it from the crackhead and you go down to the place where they tax it. My Bible said abstain from the very appearance of evil. If it looks not, if it don't look right. Hey, what kind of witness do we want to be? I know this is plain, but the world's very plain. They're in your face trying to make you become who they are. It's time for us to be very plain. I'm not walking through your doors. I'm going through God's door. You're not messing up my marriage. You're not messing up my home. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, you need to be careful. I'm hung up. Okay. You be careful what you allow into your body. Well, my doctor prescribed it. Let me tell you what the Bible said. He said, strong drink is not for royalty. What was he talking about? Solomon was saying, listen to me. When you're royalty, you don't need to get drunk. Because your judgment will get mixed up. We're not preaching against grapes. We're not preaching against pills. We're preaching against you walking through the wrong door. Amen. And if something gets a hold of you, I had somebody tell me, they said, well, this medicine, the only thing I don't like about it is it kind of numbs me where I don't really feel convicted. Sounds like a door of the devil. I could sit down on the pew, he said, when I take the pill, it's like I'm numb and I don't feel conviction. I thought, well, the devil's got you. I don't know why I'm on this, but I'm on this. Hallelujah. Solomon, strong drink is not for us. Somebody said, well, ain't nothing against drinking beer in the Bible. In my Bible, there is. He said, you'll pervert your judgment. And you'll make a mistake. If there was no other reason to keep your sober mind. I know people hurt. I know all that. I'm not throwing darts at anybody. I hope you understand my heart. But I hope you understand my heart too. Amen. That I don't want you to, where you don't even know who you are. Amen. If you don't know who you are, you won't know when to say yes and when to say no. You won't know when it's God's door and when it's the devil's door. Amen. Amen. Help us, God. Help us. I'm tell you, they make pills that are so addictive now. Amen. That people, you don't even know you're hurting. Because you keep them going to make sure you don't hurt. Amen. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Amen. What's going on? The enemy is tricking you into dumbing you down where you don't feel anything. And you don't feel when you're not. When you're not praying, you don't feel convicted anymore because you're so high. And I'm sure I'm preaching to somebody on the internet, and that's okay. Amen. But if I can stay in my right mind, I want to stay in my right mind. Amen. As much as I can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's door is a good door. God's door. When you walk through His door, you won't have regrets. You don't make mistakes when you walk through God's door. Boy, I need to move on, but I'm under a burden right now. Hallelujah. One of the largest industries in our world is the pharmaceutical industry. Amen. And they create something and then they create a problem to let you think you got to have something to correct your problem. Well, my boy is just, he's ADHD. So let's give him a pill so he sits down and sleeps all through church and then he gets up and leaves. Amen. I was ADHD. May still be. Amen. But I had to sit beside my mama. She said, you sit right here and you listen to what he says. And then when he was through, she'd push me in the back. You can't do that when you're high. You can't do that when you're asleep. You can't. Hey, how many young people are not getting the Holy Ghost because they're all... Come on, mama. Amen. I know people need stuff, and God bless you, and I hope it works for you. Amen. But I'd be very careful about something that messed with my mind. I'd be real careful about something that made me lose my conviction. When the Word of God is going forth and you're sitting there zoning. That didn't do you no good, friend. That's as good as if the devil don't get you to sin. All he's got to do is get you pharmaceutically high. Boy, it sure is quiet in here. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise God. My burden is to make sure you don't go through the wrong door. As much as a negative influence in your life, I worry about negative influences and people, amen, that try to get in people's ear and tell them they don't take all this. But I'm telling you, I'm just as worried about a pill or a lotion or whatever that gets you buzzing. Well, I can't go to sleep if I'm not drunk. Well, you will eventually. Just lay there. You'll eventually go to sleep. It may be 2 days from now. But eventually your body will say, it's time to go to sleep. You got to figure out, am I going to win the battle? Or am I going to be a servant to the devil all the days? Help me. Hallelujah. Amen. God's doors. I'm going to draw you closer to Him. Amen. This is what 1 John, the second chapter, said. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. This is all that is in the world. If you wonder why they do dumb stuff and make bad decisions, this is why. Amen. They're walking through the wrong door for the wrong reason. Amen. But God, don't let the church start walking through doors. Don't let us start making decisions based upon the lust of the flesh. The lust of the eyes or the pride of life. I'll tell you, when you do that, you're walking through the wrong door. And you'll hear in judgment this message preached all over again. You shouldn't have went through that door. Tell you, when you get on your phone, you're looking at Facebook. Things you shouldn't look at. I'm not talking about looking at woodworking and how to plant mums and how to sow and how to can and how to kill a deer. I'm talking about things you shouldn't be looking at. Amen. If you ain't figured out there's biology difference between men and women, and you have to learn how to suppress your fleshly nature. If you're okay in doing things you shouldn't do based upon your biology, huh? You're on your way to hell anyway. This is how my pastor used to preach. You got to take your flesh by the nape of the neck and say, flesh, you ain't going there. You're not walking through that door. You're going to go through the right door. Hallelujah. Amen. When you hang out with certain people, and then people begin to mess with your spirit, and all of a sudden you find it hard to break through, just understand, you just walked through a bad door. When you get around certain crowds, it begins to mess with your spirituality, and you feel a, have you ever just felt like a dark cloud, like a nasty feeling when people started talking? Amen. That ought to be a light bulb to you. Amen. I'm not, no more. Amen. You'd be better off to not have a single friend. People get all hung up. Well, I need friends. No, you don't need friends. You need to be saved. You need to go to heaven. And if you can't have friends and go to heaven, let me tell you about a friend named Jesus who won't let you down. A friend named Jesus who won't make you feel all icky. A friend named Jesus. Friend named Jesus that won't gossip to you or pull gossip out of you. Hallelujah. God, you've been good to us. God, you've been good to us. Say, well, we're all the church. Well, I know we're all the church, but my mama knew we was all the church too. But there were certain little boys, when I went home with them, I come home with an attitude. My mama said, you ain't going back home with them. Thank God for real parents. Let me tell you something. God didn't call you to be their best friend. That's where you get mixed up. I'm not even friends with my kids. I'm still their dad. I don't care if they're 30 or 20 or what they are. I love them and we play and whatever. We deer hunt them. But if they do wrong, not that they would have the nerve to do it. But if they did, they'd figure out we ain't friends. I'm an authority, and you ain't gonna do that. You'll save their soul if you'll quit being friends with them and start being parents to them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Amen. Honestly, you confuse them when you do that. How confusing would that be to go to church and hear something preached and then they go home and they can do it and you don't care about it? They can listen to rock and roll music and garbage, devil worship and garbage. And the parent just, well, I don't want them mad at me. You didn't deserve to be a parent. God didn't call you to be an appeaser. Praise God. I might look this way and preach the rest of my message. Praise God. What do you want to raise anyway? I wanted to raise noble young men. So if they ever did wrong, I stopped it. Praise God. There was a bunch of kids in L.A. were on their bicycles, about 100 of them the other night, and they all ran up to this store, and they all ran in and grabbed stuff and took off, just wiped the whole place out. There was a few parents were looking at the,
I guess Fox News clip of it or whatever clip it was. And they said, hey, that's my kid. And they called the police. Said his name is whatever. And this is his address. It's my kid. Come get him. That's what a parent is. You may get your feelings hurt today, but we're trying to make great young people out of you. People that'll function in society.
Hallelujah. Well, praise God. This is so simple. Amen. You just walk through the right door. Every day, every moment, every chance, every decision, you walk through the right door. When it's time to go to church, what do? Well, do you want to go to church? Well, what do you think? What do you think? Let's have a vote. We didn't vote at my house. When it was Sunday, Mama said, you got 10 minutes to be ready. If you ain't in that car, you're going to get a switch. Well, that's child abuse. No, that's not child abuse. I think it helped me. Put something in me. Hallelujah. You're not going through the right. I'm telling you, you're going through the wrong door when you're trying to decide, well, do I want to go to church or do I want to sit in the recliner and look at Facebook? You're in the wrong door anyway. Something's going to have to pull you out. Amen. I'm about to preach what I come to preach in just a few minutes. But I'm hung up right now. I said a whole lot to preach what I'm about to preach. Amen. Praise God. Not everybody's doing wrong. Listen to me. Everybody in the church ain't doing wrong. There's a whole lot of people doing everything they know to do right. Amen. But for the ones that ain't, I got to preach the whole Bible. Amen. And when the church gets perfect, then we'll cut my sermons in half. Hallelujah. Amen. The message to all seven churches begins like this. I know your works. To the angel of the church of Ephesus, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, I know thy works. To the church of Smyrna, these things saith the first and last, which was dead and is alive, I know thy works. To the angel of the church of Pergamos, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges, I know thy works. And unto the angel of the church of Thyatira, these things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass, I know thy works. Unto the angel of the church of Sardis, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works. These places were different places. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, no man shutteth, shutteth, no man openeth, I know thy works. And to the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith thee, amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, I know thy works. Let me tell you, it didn't matter where they were, what continent, you know, God knew exactly what they were doing. Amen. The ones that were doing good, God knew what they were doing. The ones that were doing bad, God knew what they were doing. The ones that were doing a little good, a little bad, God still said, I know your works. His messages were based upon their works, what he saw them doing, how he saw them acting. Amen. In a Protestant snowflake under grace, we don't have to do anything world. Can I just preach the gospel? God's looking. God's evaluating. God is watching. And he knows exactly what's going on. Amen. If you think you could hide from God, I don't want to say things, well, praise God. My mama used to say, don't say the word fool. Amen. And I don't want to upset her today. She may be watching online. But if you think God's not watching, if you think you could get away with doing wrong and not have any recompense of reward, let me say it real nice. I'm trying to think of all the things my wife said, don't say. Spiritually, low IQ. If you think you could partake of perversion and then get up and whoop. And then you can't get your eyes off every woman in the church or every other man in the church or whatever people are looking. Hey amen. I want to walk through good doors. You know why I want to walk through good doors? Because I've been blessed. Amen. When I decided to quit walking through bad doors and said, Jesus, if you'll set it in front of me, I'll walk through what you set in front of me. Amen. That's when my life became blessed. Amen. That's when miracles started happening. Amen. That's when he started loading me daily with benefits. Amen. When I made a decision, God, I'm going to walk through the right door. Amen. Give me 5 minutes, and this is what I come to preach about. Amen. I'm on the very last page, but this is really all I come to talk about was his message to the Church of Philadelphia. He said, you have a little strength, and you've kept my word, and you have not denied my name. Amen. I want to tell you, God set before the Church of Philadelphia, he said, I'm going to set before you an open door that no man can shut. God don't give his people scorpions. Amen. God gives his people good stuff. But this was the works. If you don't hear anything else, amen, if you got offended about everything I said before then, just forget it. Don't even think about I said it because I'll say it again next week. There was three things that God identified that said, because of this, I'm going to open a door for you. Anybody need God to open a door? Yeah. Lift your hand if you need God to open a door. Come on, all across this house, if you need God to open a door. In the name of Jesus, this is what God noticed. He said, you've got a little strength, meaning you didn't give up. When the going got hard, you just kept on. When it wasn't going how you thought it ought to go, you didn't. I guess I'm just going to give up. Until you'll never get God to open a door for you with a quitting spirit. But he said, I've noticed you still got a little strength. He said, and you kept my word. Hallelujah. Some people, when they start going through trials, they start slipping on their convictions. And they weigh it out in their mind, well, God's not. So this is what I do when I'm hurting. But listen to this preacher. If you want to get God's attention when you're in the trial, you ought to try to get deeper in his word. Get more. Everybody say more. More committed. This is what got God's attention. You didn't give up. It ain't that God knows what you're going through. Don't feel like you're. Somebody does understand. Maybe none of us, but he does. He's moved by the feelings of your infirmities. He knows it all. And he's looking. And he said, you kept your strength. And you kept your convictions. And you did not deny my name. Didn't give up. Everybody say, I'm not going to give up. Everybody say, I'm going to keep my convictions. And I'm not going to deny the name of Jesus. When times got hard, those Gentile church which were raised up, they learned a pantheon of gods. They worshiped so many of them. But when the preacher came and taught them Jesus' name, even when times got hard, they kept believing in the name of Jesus. Some of us will pray up until a point where we feel like God didn't do it, and then we go get help somewhere else. You just remain seated. I'll tell you what, Philadelphia, and I'm done. Basically, they loved each other. It's a city of brotherly love. Imagine a church that loved each other. Praise God. Wasn't it nice when Brother Blakely said, I feel unity in this room? Made me feel good, like some of my screaming has helped. Amen. They loved each other. This is the one that God opened the door for. They loved everybody. They kept his word. They kept their convictions. They kept praying. And God said, now that you've done all this, I'm going to set before you an open door. And this is yours. And they can't, this is because of what you've done. I'm telling you, God spoke to me yesterday. Said, I'm watching. I'm watching the church. I'm watching every one of them. And the ones that ain't backing up. When times get hard, they're still praying. Amen. They're not causing trouble. They're still loving people. I'm watching. And I'm... You think God is a respecter of persons? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. I've got a promise for you. If you'll do what they did, if you'll keep the same faith, I feel the Holy Ghost. Ooh, I feel doors. I feel doors about to be set in front of people that you didn't even know that it was even possible. When you made a decision to come to church this morning, this is going to be a door of opportunity. This is going to be a door that's going to blow the minds of people. When God sets this in front of you, you're going to think, I don't even deserve this. Amen. But the reason it's going to happen is because God's been watching. God's been watching you pray. Not that you ain't ever made a mistake, but when you made a mistake, you got up. Come on, I feel it. Come on, prayer warriors, help me pray right now. Come on, I feel God is about to speak to somebody. Amen. The prayers that you've been praying for a long time are about to come to fruition. Speak to us, God.
Satata. Satata yasa. Satata yadaba. Satata. Soto.
Somebody needs to obey the Holy Ghost. Utata. Itana matalaba. Kobaba. Come on. Come on, God's about to reward the people that don't quit. Come on, God's about to reward the faithful. Coming down. Come on, this door's coming down out of heaven. Come on, this ain't gonna be a man-made door. You're gonna know this is God. Come on, sir, don't give up. Come on, ma'am, don't give up. Keep praying. Keep travailing. Come on. Come on, don't give up on His word. Behold, come on, God's calling the righteous. Come on, come on, don't give up in this season. Hold on to your faith. Come on, there's a door coming down out of heaven. Somebody. Hurrah. Hurrah. Make up your mind. I'm never walking through the wrong door again. I'm tired in and up in the wrong rooms.
Tired ending up in the wrong places. Tired ending up in trouble. Come on. Come on, it's coming down. Come on, it's coming down. It's coming down out of heaven. Only God can open this one. Come on, this is designed by God. Nobody else can fix it for you. Oh, only God can fix it. Oh, Raboko. Only God can heal. Come on, pour your heart out. Pour your heart out to God. I receive it.